For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Dear listeners, welcome to the Kodesh Family Church, Philadelphia, under the leadership of Bishop Dag Heward Mills. This denomination has grown with over several branches all over the world. We are excited to come your way with the anointed word of God, which has the power to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned as we receive God's word through his servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
We are going to talk about number your days. Amen. That's the title for my message. Number your days. Amen. Shall we look at Psalm 90, verse 9 to 12? Psalm 90, verse 9 to 12. Okay, I'll read. It says, "For all our days are passed away in thy wrath." Okay, we have it. "For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told." Let's move on. It says, "The days of our years are 70 years, that is 70 years. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength, labor, and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away." 11. "Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath." Okay, let's move on. Then it says, "So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom." Amen. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Amen. The Lord should teach us, you know, to number our days. You know, there's another scripture I want us to look at. Let us look at James chapter 4, verse 13 and 14. James chapter 4, verse 13 and 14 says, "Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain." Okay, let's move on. 14 says, "Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life?" For what is your life? "It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." Amen. What? So we have to number our days. If we are living our lives, knowing that, our lives on this earth is on contract. Yeah, our lives here is on contract. Amen. You know, so we don't have to live our lives as if, tomorrow, we all make decisions. And it's good to plan ahead, you know. But it's good to number your days. Have it all the time in your mind. You know, have it in your mind that, hey, I am on a lease. And the lease, at a time, it will end. Every lease has its time that it ends. And when your lease ends, this one is a lease that cannot be renewed. Yeah, this lease that we have in life is a lease that cannot be renewed. So as we are here, you know, we have to number our days. We have to do everything. You know, I think Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10. Can I see that scripture? Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10. You know, I think it says, "Whatever your hand finds to do." Yeah, so whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. Amen. Yeah, so we have to number our days. And whatever we find ourselves doing now, it says what? Do it well. Do it well. If you are a child, you know, be a proper child. Amen. Be a proper, if you are a wife, be a proper wife. Do it well. If you are a husband, be a good one. And do the work well. Our days are numbered. You know, we should not live our lives And then at the end of it, we just start to regret that, if I knew this, I would have done this more. And a lot of people actually regret on their final days. A lot of people look back and then they just say, I should have done it this way. If I knew this is where I will end, I should have done it this way, you know. But, we have life. We have the chance to make changes. Amen. You know, number your days. The word of God commands you to number your days because God has given man a fixed number of days on earth. Amen. We have been given a fixed number of days on earth. Yeah, it says that 70 years we have been given. Yeah, before it was 120 years and the Lord cuts it down. 70 years we have been given. You know, so the 70 years, if by chance you grow more than the 70 years, that's what the Bible says, Psalm 90, you know, verse 10. If you grow more than the 70 years and you go to 80 years, it says that now they are full of what? Of sorrow, labor. Yeah, you know, and so we should learn to number our days. Amen. You know, Genesis chapter 6, verse 3, you know, the Lord before had given us 120 years. Can you imagine? 120 years. So maybe 120 years, you see a 70-year-old man at that time. You know, at that time, a 70-year-old man would be like, now I have a beloved, you know. Yeah, I have a beloved now. I'm now going to get married. But now, by the time you are 70 years old, it's like, Charlie, sometimes even getting up from your seat. It's not easy. No, usually, the older you grow, the more gravity appears to work on you. It's like it's trying to pull you to the ground already. It's trying to pull you to the ground. So the older you get, you see that they are going down and down, you know. But if we are living our lives with this thing in mind, we will sit up. Amen. We will really sit up. You know, the fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. Amen. You know, we have to fear the Lord. Yeah, we have to, as we live our lives, we have to fear the Lord. You know, I think Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 9, I believe, you know, it talks about young man. It says that, enjoy the days of your youth. Yeah. And can I have that? Okay, it says, rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth. And walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But then look at the last part of it. It says, But know thou that for all these things, God will bring thee into judgment. Hey, everything that we do. You see, the Bible is telling us that, listen, as we are in our youth, you know, as you are living your life, enjoy the days. Yeah, it says young man, but it applies to young women as well. And it applies to all of us. Amen. When I say young, I don't mean those who are really, really like the teenagers. I mean all of us. Yeah, rejoice. Whatever your heart sees. Whatever your eyes see. Oh, if you want to go after this thing, go get it. Enjoy it. Oh, yeah, just do anything that you want to do. Says, let your hearts be cheerful. Just enjoy life, blow time, you know. But as he's saying it, this one, it's more like a caution that you are being given. It's not telling you that just do anything that you want to do, or it's actually telling you also, whatever you are doing, yes, whatever you are doing, just do it. But also be mindful, have this in mind, okay, as you are counting your days. If whatever you are doing, just have this in mind that you'll be brought to judgment. Whether it's good or it's bad, you will be brought to judgment. So you choose. Yeah, because when a thief is caught, the thief ends up in jail, right? Right? When a thief is caught, they end up in jail. Or a murderer, they end up in jail, you know? And if you are not a murderer or a thief, you are set free, right? And usually even people who do the right thing, we have a way that the state will honor you. They will give you a medal of honor or something. So you decide whether you receive a medal of honor or you end up in jail. And this jail is not a jail where it's like, oh, at a point you get parole, you come out. No. So you decide. Amen. Point number two, number your days. The word of God commands you to number your days because mankind often numbers the wrong things. Amen. Mankind often numbers the wrong things. Amen. So teach us to number our days. The verse 12. Yeah, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. A lot of times people are numbering the wrong things. Yeah. I mean, for some people, you know, it's the shoes. I mean, even the red shoe that you have to have different shades of red. Hey, my God. The white shoe that you have, white is white. You know, the interesting thing is that when people see you, they say that, oh, she, maybe some people, in fact, one thing, do you know one thing? Every Sunday, right, every week, right, as I'm choosing what I want to wear, I even have forgotten what I wore the previous week. I even forget what I wore. I'm like, what did I wear? Did I wear this suit or did I wear that suit? It's like a lot of people don't, even you yourself, when you ask yourself, you realize that, oh, if I ask you 2 weeks ago, what did you wear? You forget it. So a lot of us waste so much energy on what we will wear. Yeah, what we will wear. I mean, you have the white shoe, but you want it in different styles. Aha. you want it in the low grade, the middle grade, and then the high grade. You know, you have the white bag, but you want it. I'm not trying to condemn us, so I beg you. Because the guys who, whatever your heart, right? Whatever your heart, just go after it. Uh-huh. Just go after it, right? But no, just know that everything that you do, you'll be brought to judgment. You know, and then let us number the right things. The right things. Yeah. You know, for some people, you know, there's a story of a millionaire. You know, this person was a millionaire. I mean, at that time, the person's worth was what? About $800 million. And the person just kept on looking to see the day that they will cross $1 billion. Hey, that is what you are numbering. Yeah, but $800 million. You tell me, in a lifetime, can you spend all of that money? You know? Yeah, but you are looking, oh, wanted to cross this threshold. Uh-huh, then I feel like, you know, and the interesting thing is a lot of billionaires, they will prefer to stay as billionaires. They don't, I mean, they check their money, their life's worth, this. It's like, hey, every time they're checking. That's why some people can make a big deal, whether their net worth is $6 billion or it's $3 billion. It's a big deal to them. But whether you have $1 billion or you have $800 million, or even, let me say, $50 million, $10 million. How many people here can say that, oh, I have $10 million sitting in my account? How much of that can you even spend? Yeah. You know, so we number the wrong things. Yeah, someone was about to die. And then this person, this rich man, was about to die. And then before he died, you know, he told the children that, take me into town. Let me check all the buildings that I have. I mean, this man had a lot of buildings. You are about to die. The things that you are worried about is how many buildings that you have in town. Hey, what a shock. How many buildings? I mean, can you carry your buildings with you into the grave? Yeah, even the shoe that you are wearing, it cannot go. Even the shoes, the belts, the suits. Yeah, how many of them? I mean, only one suit will go into that grave, and even that one, it will perish in the grave. Yeah, you know, yeah, so numbering nowadays is very, very important. Yeah, it's very important. When you have been hired to a workplace, you know, for those who work on contracts, you can relate to this. Yeah, when you have been signed on to a work, you know, and you've been given a contract, that this contract is for 6 months. And there are many people also with that same type of contract. It's for 6 months. What do you usually do? Usually people try to do their best that 6 months so that after the 6 months, they will be retained in the workplace or they will be extended. Their contract will be extended. Yeah, you know, everyone over here, I mean, you don't know how long I'm going to live for. Yeah, You don't know how long I don't know how long you are going to live for. Even though God has set a standard of 70 years, some people cross it, some people don't make it, and some people just make it exactly at that age. Yeah, you know, so us, everyone has a limit. Yeah, a time frame. One thing that is certain in this life. I mean, just look at your life. Everything in your life. Your job is not certain. Even your business is not certain that the business that you have is going to be there forever. Yeah, I mean, you can have a business, and then when you grow up, your children can decide that, oh, this type of business is not something that we like. We want to do something else. And that is it. And that is this. It's ended. Yeah, the job that we do, nothing is certain. Yeah, the only certain thing in this life, just like the day you were born, is the day of death. Yes, the day of death. I mean, it's certain that we all, at one day, at one point, I will come to your funeral or you will come to my funeral. Hey, it is one of the things that we all don't like to talk about death. And it's like, Charlie, hey, this guy, you know, you've come this morning, you know, it's Communion Sunday, we are talking about death. Yeah, we all don't like to talk about that, but it's one of the things that when you think about it, it will help you to number your days. That, hey, just in case today is my last day, have I done my best for God? If today is your last day, as we read from Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10, yeah, did you do everything that you found to do? Did you do it with all of your might? Yeah, yeah, every work, it says there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom. In the grave whither thou goest. So as we live now, this is the time for us to do our best. Today, this particular age that you are now is a time for you to do your best, to give your all. Amen. Whilst you are on earth right now, this is a time period, this lease that you've been given, is a time for you to be serious with Jesus Christ. If you have not given your life to God, it's a time for you to search after Him. Because after you cross over, there is no coming back. Yeah, the story of Lazarus, Jesus said, the rich man said, oh, send Lazarus, you know, to dip water on my tongue. Yeah, so there's the gap between us is just too long. Yeah, I mean, that was when Lazarus was in Abraham's bosom, and then so Lazarus is in heaven, and he is in hell. Then he said, okay, then send people from here to go and tell them that this place is a very bad place. It's a terrible place. Yeah, they don't have to come here, you know, but even with that, Jesus said that, no, they have the pastors, they have the prophets, they have the shepherds, they have all the people, the Christian sisters have been sent to them, the Christian brothers have been sent to them. They have all of them. Let them listen to them. Whilst we have life, it's the time that we have to listen. It's a time that we have to do our best for God. Amen. You know, it's the time that we should do our best for God. You know, there is a store, a certain store in a certain country. Yeah, the title of the name of the store is like, there is nothing like too many shoes. There is nothing like too many shoes, what? Limited. There is nothing like too many shoes, limited. Yeah, oh, just keep buying. So just keep buying. I mean, you have one black shoe. Oh, buy like 12 different styles of the black shoe, you know. There is nothing, you know, but God advises His children to count their days rather than their shoes. Yeah, God advises us to count our days. We need to really count our days. We have to count our days here on earth. Yeah, we have to count our days. James chapter 4, verse 13 and 14. I think I made us read it again, but let's look at it again. You know, it says, our life is like vapor. Yeah, it says, go to now, ye that say, today, or can I have the King James Version? I mean, the New King James Version, please. Yeah, it says, you say to yourself, tomorrow, I'll go here. Today, I am here. You know, can I have the New King James Version? Yeah.
I think the technical team, we have to start watering them then. We have to start ponding them. And Tiesta, you have water? Okay, you'll be a little gracious for now. It says, come now, you who say today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city. Come now, you who say today or tomorrow we'll go to such and such a city. And spend a year there. You have calculated. Oh, tomorrow I'm moving. Maybe in a year's time, you know, I'm moving to Maryland, and I intend to spend 2 years in Maryland. And after 2 years in Maryland, you know, I intend to move to Kansas. Yeah, and then from there, it's like, I want to try, you know, I'm in the East Coast. I want to try different parts of the East Coast. And after that, I want to go to the Midwest. And then from there, go to the West. You know, I want to try. It says, you know, we just get up and we say that we are doing this, we are doing that. You know, with that, and a lot of time when we are even talking about this, things like this, we don't even consider the grace of God. Yeah, it's like, oh, my energy, I'm doing it by myself. I got this, you know. Yeah, I got this. I want to do this. I'm going to do this. Oh, yeah, I have decided. No one can change my mind. Hey! I have heard that one too before. I have decided. No one can change my mind. It's like, once you have made the decision, that is it. But you see, in everything that we do, just think about it. Just number your days, okay? And think about it. As you are saying all of these things, you know, it is not certain. It is not certain. It is not certain. Whatever we do, we have to let the Lord guide us. Let us give our best for the Lord. Amen. When you number your days, you will discover that your life on earth is a contract. Yeah. Your life on earth is a contract. And for every contract, there's an end. Every lease, there is an end. Amen. Job chapter 7, verse 1 and 2, it says, is there not an appointed time to man upon earth? Is there not an appointed time to man upon earth? Amen. And are not his days also like the days of an hireling? Yeah. Are not his days, you know, like the days of an hireling? Amen. Oh, please don't be changing the things on me like that. All right. Okay. It says, as a servant earnestly desired the shadow, and as an hireling looketh for the reward of his hard work. Amen. So you see, even an hireling, someone who has been hired for a work, as they are working, they are working hard and they are looking for a reward. Let us work hard for God. Let us do something for God. Yeah. And then as you do it, know that you will be rewarded. Amen. Know that, expect a reward from the Lord. Know that the Lord is going to reward you. Amen. When you number your days, you will understand that the day of your death is already determined. And I've already spoke about this. Yeah, the day of your death, it's already determined. We just don't know. Yeah, we just don't know. But it's already been determined. Amen. So let us pay attention to this thing. Amen. Jesus numbered his days on earth. Yeah, he knew his time was limited. John chapter 4, verse 34. Amen. Jesus said unto him, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Yes. It says, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Amen. You know, one of the scriptures that scare me the most, you know, is Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. That's one of the scriptures that scare me the most. You know, can we look at that scripture as well? I think it's Matthew. No, 21. I think it's 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father. He that doeth the will of my Father. Ask yourselves that simple question. I don't want you to answer this question to me. It's a question to you. And answer it to yourself. Yes, just be truthful to yourself and answer it to yourself. Are you doing the will of the Father? Are you doing the will of the Father? Are you in God's will? You know, the Lord has said it.
He says, this is the way. Walk in it. Are you doing that will? Amen. Are you? Jesus, when he came here, he said that, his work is to do the will of him that sent him. And to what? And to finish it. Finish his work. Finish the work. Do the work and finish it. Usually when someone starts something, you ask someone to do it, something, and they start working on it and they go halfway and they stop. It is basically the same as the person not doing the work at all. In fact, sometimes when the person even starts and they get halfway and they stop, it takes more energy and effort to redo the whole thing. To redo the whole thing and get it to the finish point. Yeah. It takes a lot of energy. Yeah. You know, I can see that there are some young guys and ladies here. Yeah. You are here, right? You are here. Okay. Yeah. This is not the time of your life that you should be fooling around. Yeah. It's not the time to be fooling around. There is work that has been set for you. Yes, make sure you finish it. Make sure you do it. The time for you to be in college or high school is not the time to be fooling around and following friends. Yeah, it's just a period. And after that period, that's it. It's gone. Yeah, or even if you think that you have more opportunities because you are in America, no problem. You realize that you can easily spend 12 years chasing after something that you should have spent 4 years to do. Yeah. So as you, whatever we do, we should number our days. Know that, hey, there is a time limit for it. Amen. Know that there is a time limit for it. Yeah, it's very short. It's very, very short. So let us put in all of our energies to do the work and to finish it. Amen. Jesus said one more thing. Says John chapter 9, verse 4 to 5. You know, he said, I must work the work of him. Yes, that sent me whilst it is day. For the night cometh when no man can work. Yes, the night cometh when no man can work. For some people, night has already come. Yeah. For some people, there are some things that you used to do that right now, hey, if we ask you to do, it will be like a punishment. Yeah. Yeah. You know, yes, night come when no man can work. It says, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Yeah. As long as we are in the world, we are the light of the world as well. We have to show forth God's light. Amen. Yeah, we have to. When someone sees you, as a Christian, there should not be, someone should be able to tell that, this guy is different from this other person. Yeah, you should be different. Yeah, you know, and as we number our days, we have to think about all of these things. We must work of the work of him that sent us whilst it's day, for night cometh. A time comes when you will not be able to work. Yeah, night cometh when no man, it didn't even say that, when some men cannot work. But it says, no man can work. Night comes when no man can work. Yeah, the time for us to do our best for God is now. Amen. Let us not live our lives and down the line, we'll look back and say that, oh, I wish I had done it this way. I wish I had done it that way. The Lord is telling us this morning, amen. You know, you are here. You know, you are not serious with God. You've heard the many pastors, they have ministers. Like, usually even when they start the jokes and when they start the stories, like, oh, this one, I have heard it before. And when you have even been in church for a very long time, you actually are the best candidate for this kind of behavior. Yeah, it's familiarity. Oh, this I know. In fact, as we are quoting the verse, you finish it before we even finish reading it. Yeah, because you already know it. But what are you doing about it? What are you doing with it? Yeah, our time here on earth is short. I just want us to know this morning, our time here on earth is very, very short. We saw in the news yesterday, some people just went to Walmart. You haven't done anything wrong anywhere. You just go to Walmart, you are going to shop, and then
A lunatic takes a gun and kills 20 people. And then this morning too, you know, another such incidents happen where 9 people just are dead like that. Yeah. You see, it's the Lord who is protecting us. Yes, he's protecting us. Amen. And the Lord is going to keep on protecting you. Amen. I plead the blood of Jesus over everyone over here in the name of Jesus. But as we go on with this life, let us know our days are numbered. All those people who died, they didn't know that day was their last. Yeah, they had no idea. Yeah, they had no idea. Luke chapter 12. Let's look at Luke chapter 12. Okay, Luke chapter 12. Let's go from verse 16, I believe. Luke chapter 12. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful. Let's move on. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruit. Okay, let's move on. It says, and he said, this will I do. I will put down my barns and build greater. So the old ones that are small, I'll just replace them with bigger ones. And there will I bestow all my fruit and my goods. Let's move on. It says, and I will say to my soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Oh, I have saved so much. My 401k, I look at it, it's fat. Yeah, it's fat, you know. My simple IRA, oh man, look at my retirement plan, it's fat. I'm building my goods. Oh, my investment, my work, my this. Look at it. Oh, look at that, it's fat. It's doing well. I mean, you can sit down and project that, oh, maybe in 5 years, I'll be a multi-millionaire. It says it's fat, you know. That says what? Laid out for many years. It says, take thine ease. Eat, drink, and be merry. So with all of this, and you see, if the person, as Jesus is giving the parable, if the person was just going to do this and then follow strongly after God, Jesus Christ would not use that person as the example, okay? It says what? But God saith unto him, thou fool. Please, I'm not the one insulting you, I beg you. Don't accost me after service. Okay, I'm not insulting. It says, but this is the Bible. We are all reading. It's right there, the scripture. We are all reading. It says, but God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? Yeah, for many of us, we even work so hard here. We build mansions back at home, you know, and some people never get to even live in those mansions. And then when you are even gone, it becomes a family quarrel. Something that a family can quarrel about. Yeah, you know, yeah. Let us lay for ourselves treasures in heaven. Amen. Let us build the house of the Lord. Amen. Let us build together. Amen. Let us build together. Amen. You know, and when you number your days, you will realize that you will build together. Amen. You will realize that whatever the Lord requires of you, oh, you even come to the Lord and say, oh, I have finished this one. What is the next step? Amen. You know, I want us to live with this thing in mind. Amen. This morning, I want us to close our eyes and say and pray. Pray a little for yourself. Amen. Pray for yourself. Pray for your heart, that the Lord should help your heart. Amen. Pray that the Lord should help you, that you will number your days. The Holy Spirit will bring this to your remembrance at all times, that you will number your days at all times. Amen. You will number your days at all times. Amen. You know that you will not live a life of regrets. Amen. Because, see, that God says that, I mean, he has plans of good and not of evil for us to bring us to an expected end. Yeah, if we only will look up to him, if we will do what he's expecting from us. Amen. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 will happen practically in your life. Amen. So this morning, just pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray that the Lord will help you. Pray for grace. You know, pray for grace from the Holy Spirit to help you to walk this life.
always having this in mind, to number your days. Amen. If there is anyone here who has not given their life to Christ before, no, or if you think that you have fallen back, fallen so back, you know, and you want to rededicate your life to Christ, you can please lift up your hands and I will pray with you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Number your days. Number your days. Number your days. Number your days in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you and I bless your holy name. Oh, I thank you for everyone over here. Oh, Father, I thank you for salvation in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us all say this together. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your life. I thank you for giving your life to save me. Today I come before you and I acknowledge that I have fallen away from you. Please have mercy upon me and please forgive me and save me from my sins. And I pray that you will write my name in the book of life. I thank you for your great grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, before communion, I want us to also pray. Let us just be upstanding for a minute or two. I want us to pray, you know, for ourselves. You know, let us pray for the protection of the Lord for ourselves. Amen. I want you to pray for yourself. Pray for your children. Pray for your families. You know, pray for everything that you are involved in. You know, pray and commit it into the hand of the Lord. Pray and plead the blood of Jesus Christ upon everything that is yours in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray that the Lord will protect you in your going out and your coming in. Amen. Pray that no weapon of the devil formed against you shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Pray and dip yourself in the blood of Jesus. Soak yourself in the blood of Jesus. Oh, plead the blood of Jesus over your family. Plead the blood of Jesus over your children. Plead the blood of Jesus over your businesses. Plead the blood of Jesus over everything in the mighty name of Jesus. Mandore kashika. Oh, the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus this morning. We plead the blood of Jesus over ourselves. I plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, over everyone standing here this morning. Over everyone here, we plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over our families. We plead the blood of Jesus over our children, over our husbands, our wives, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, that that the enemy has planned against us will come to fruition in the name of Jesus. Oh, we come against any plans of the enemy one concerning everyone here in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, protect your children. Keep them safer. Keep them safer. Keep your children safe in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you and we bless your holy name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Please, we may be seated. It says,